Three new planets named. Bush asked to name them all. 16th of August 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Prague, Czech Republic. The number of planets around the sun could rise from 9 to 12, with more on the way, if experts approve a radical, heretical, and downright treasonous new vision of our solar system. An endorsement by an astrologer's meeting in Prague would require school and university textbooks to be rewritten and professors to develop even more outrageously liberal bias. The proposal recognizes 8 old-school gas giant and terrestrial planets, including Uranus, and 3 planets belonging to a new category called Plutons, and the largest asteroid series, home to a space slug known to eat spaceships. Pluto remains a planet, but becomes the basis for the new ghetto category, which will be roughly equivalent to baseball's minor leagues in the sport of revolving around the sun. The plan has been drawn up by the International Astrological Union with the aim of settling the question of what does and does not count determine how many times in Aquarius each will have sex each week when Scorpio is in the... Let me do that one again. The plan has been drawn up by the International Astrological Union with the aim of settling the question of what does and does not count determine how many times an Aquarius will have sex each week when Scorpio is in the house of Mars. Okay. Quote, for the first time in more than 75 years, we will be able to discover new planets in our solar system. This is a fascinating project, unquote, said Auntie Tallulah, a Haitian voodoo witch and member of the IAU Planet Definition Committee, which put the proposal together. Quote, think about it. Now we have exactly one planet per zodiac animal. We don't have to assign certain people to non-planetary celestial bodies such as the sun and the moon anymore. This will make conning people all the much easier. Unquote. But the solution was not popular with all experts. Marco the Magnificent, host of the Magnificent Marco's Magic Show in Reno, Nevada, told UnNews, quote, the public are very clear about what they understand by planets. Those are big dominant bodies in the solar system that we're all familiar with, the 8 or 9 if you include Pluto. I think including more is going to add confusion to the public, but not really be particularly useful for astrologers. It will, however, make conning the public all the much easier, unquote. Experts have been divided over whether Pluto, further away and considerably smaller than the 8 other planets in our solar system, deserves the title. Since the early 1990s, astronomers have found several objects of comparable size to Pluto in an outer region of the solar system called the Kuiper Belt, causing astrologers to modify their precise, not-for-profit formulas for predicting the future. Until recently, Pluto was still the biggest known object in the Kuiper Belt. However, that all changed with the discovery of Oscar Wilde by none other than Oscar Wilde himself in 2003. The IAU draft resolution recognizes 8 old school planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, 3 ghettos, Pluto, Ariel Sharon, and Oscar Wilde, and the asteroid Ceres. Sharon is currently described as a man in Israel, but because of his size, girth, and inability to do anything but kill Arabs, some experts consider him to be a planet in a twin orbit with Pluto. In addition, the planets assigned to each zodiac animal have been rearranged. In the new, more scientific conception, Arians are protected by Mercury, Taurians by Venus, and so on. Bill O'Reilly of Fox News said, quote, something had to be done about the definition. It does change the textbook somewhat, but it also demonstrates that this is a vibrant area of research and that the well-established science of astrology is not junk science like evolution or the geology. The surprise is Ceres, because most people thought of it as a lie perpetuated by the America-hating liberal left and their Jew-Masonic media corporations, unquote. Ceres is the largest object in the asteroid belt, and like your mom, is round in shape. Quote, this is a step backward, unquote, said Michael Moore, filmmaker in Hollywood, California. Quote, it's a demotion of the word planet and democracy itself brought by cronyism and lies, unquote. The liberal researcher, who believes there are only 8 true planets and that Bush is an asshole, said the term would lose its prestige under the proposed definition because anything round of a certain size could join the club. Quote, myself and the vast majority of Americans aren't going to have to worry about learning the planets anymore because it's a list that doesn't mean anything, just like President Bush's promise to our troops. This November, we will make him pay for endorsing a 12-planet list. The war in Iraq, Guantanamo Bay, and not giving Osama that Moki doll, unquote. In light of this news, President Bush today attempted on live TV to recite the names of all 12 of the solar system's planets. He proceeded thusly, quote, well, you got Mercury, then Penis, then good old Earth, land of freedom, then Mars, where I just sent them robots, that serial thing or whatever, then Jew, Peter, and Satan, followed by your anus, and Negroponte, Plutarch, Sharon, and then that one Irish guy, unquote. Getting 2 out of the 12 planets right, he became the American who knows the names of the most planets, and promptly awarded himself the Presidential Learning Medal for reading good and whatnot. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for listening. Suffering.